When you're off and on your own, there's an angel standing near you. When you're far away from home, there's an angel standing by. When you run out of luck and you can't even fix the truck, someone sends $100, there's an angel standing by.
Good morning. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Angel Standing by David Mallett, leading us into this morning's interview with the man himself, singer-songwriter David Mallett is here. Good morning.
Good morning. David. Good to be here.
And also Tony Carrington from Sitka Folk. Hi, Tony.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
And David, you'll be performing tonight here at the Sitka Performing Arts Center and 7 o'clock. And Tony, I guess tickets are going to be available at the door and at Old Harbor Books?
Yeah, that's right, Rob. Doors open at 6:30.
Okay, so $18 for adults, $15 for students and seniors. And David, your Sitka is sort of the first of kind of a mini Northwest tour for
just
you?
Just breaking out again. I took most of the winter off recovering from shoulder surgery. And I'm just starting to get back in the swing of things again. And surprisingly, Sitka is my kickoff, you know.
Okay.
I'm doing, after here, I go to Seattle and Portland and do a few things. And then I wind up in Florida at the end of the month.
All
so
right.
A lot of back and forth.
Yeah, I was looking at your website earlier, and you have kind of a baseball player's injury, a rotator cuff.
Yeah, it really knocked me. I fell down in the summer. I literally fell off a log. In the month of July, I was out in the woods one day just walking around and jumped over a log, and it was embarrassing. But I did a big thing with my shoulder, and then I worked on it for 3 months. I actually kept playing and doing shows, and then in November it got so bad I had to have it fixed.
One of those things that doesn't go away on its own.
Yep.
All right. And this was in the woods. Was this near your home there?
It was. I live in Maine. I live in central Maine, a little town called Sebec.
Mm-hmm.
My family's been there. Actually, Sebec, my family were the first white settlers in the part of the state where I live. They came there in 1803 when it was pretty much raw territory. And not that it isn't still. But
okay.
So I've been there. My family's been there a long time.
Well, I've heard that Sitka and southeast Alaska look like Maine, particularly on these days when the ceiling is at about 150 feet.
When all you can see is snow and pine trees, you know, that's our similarity.
Very Maine-like. I wonder, though, you were laid up, and I gather that you had some concern for your career with the shoulder injury. This is your fretting.
Oh yeah, my left arm.
Yeah.
I'm in my 40s. I stopped skiing and I stopped riding horses because I figured they were too dangerous. I was going to fall off and break something. But surprisingly, I tripped, hurt my shoulder, and I thought, uh-oh, this is it. But surprisingly, my arm came back. It's coming back pretty good. And in that time off, I explored some other musical stuff. I played a little piano, and I pretty much finished the songs for a new album that I'm recording now. And my left arm was laid up, but my right arm was working fine.
All right. And did anything, did you get some creative rebound out of this layoff?
You know, I did. I think my left hand is a little better now than it was before. It's something about trauma brings out the best in you, I think.
Okay. All right. you're going to be on Raven Radio later in about 2.5 hours. You're going to be on Lone Star with Cindy will be guest hosting for Samin. Samin's out traveling. So I'm sure that Cindy's going to cover a lot of sort of your territory musically in the world of folk. We've got pictures of you up with Gordon Lightfoot here and Lyle Lovett. It looks like you've sort of been around the block musically. Emmylou Harris there is pictured with you. I wanted to get the question in, the news question. You probably get it all the time. Maybe you're tired of hearing it, but you composed the Garden Song. I guess that Pete Seeger probably carried that one.
Garden Song
to the
was
top.
When I was in my 20s, I started singing in public in 1962. When I was 11 years old, and I kind of grew up singing with my brother, and we made 45s. I miss 45s myself. I kind of liked them. We made, you know, singles, and we had a TV show and all that. And then in my 20s, I wanted to be a songwriter, and I was struggling along. And then at about age 24, the Garden Song came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually working in the garden with my father. It was sort of my hippie days. And I was, you know, planting stuff and going back to the land, sort of. And the garden song just kind of happened one day. And I wrote it down, wrote the first verse. That night I wrote the second verse, and I started playing it out. And then about, 6 months later, I got a little note from Pete Seeger and said, I'm singing your song. What a great song. And then it got to John Denver, and John Denver actually did a 45 of it. They did a single. And then it went on the Muppets, and it became sort of a children's song. And that was probably one of the first five songs of the, say, 500 I've written. Mm-hmm. And it sort of opened the doors for me as a songwriter, because everywhere I go, people recognize it.
That breakthrough moment, inch by inch, row by row.
I was wondering if it had been Indigata Davida, if it had the same effect. You know?
Well, I mentioned before the interview, it always gets stuck in my head. I have that song just permanently lodged in my brain. It's something about it just taps into the rhythm of work. That was the question I wanted to know. Were you working at the time you wrote that song? Because it just seems to get in your head. I mean, this time of year we start sort of looking forward to like cutting black cod collars and things, and lots of time just kind of quietly doing repetitive work, and that song just seems to well up to the top. But
it creates it's the tempo of digging and you know, knuckling down. My father and I remember my father was he was a real earth man, and I always enjoyed working with him. And I actually was, we were digging and planting peas and hauling manure and all that stuff. And we've got an old Ford, I got an old Ford 8N tractor that I still have. And I remember we had that thing going, and the song came out intentionally as a work song.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like I've been working on the railroad.
You know? Right, right. But by no means does it define you at all, totally. As you said, there's 500 more songs in your library, and just recently you've sort of been experimenting with this, I call it a concept album. I don't know if they still refer to this kind of thing as a concept album, but you wrote a series of songs or put some thorough writings to music. Tell us a little bit about how that originated.
I live in the county that Henry David Thoreau visited in Maine. He visited Maine three times, starting in 1846. And those three journeys and the journals were compiled into The Maine Woods, one of his most famous books. And it was the 150th anniversary of Thoreau's treks to Maine, and someone said, you should do something to honor this. So I took The Maine Woods, Thoreau's wonderful book, and I really dug into it. It 6 months, I dug into it, and I pulled out some stories, 22 stories, and each story was a little vignette, and I surrounded it with music. There's a story about fishing. There's a story about moose. There's a story about climbing Mount Katahdin, which is our high mountain. Story about camping, running down the river in a bateau. And each one of the stories is such a jewel, and they all kind of stand alone. It was what I call my spoken word project.
All right. Anything, any of that in tonight's show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always pull out a couple Thoreau things. And I must say, they are the most challenging, because remembering all those words, you know.
All right. Yeah. Well, I think people from Sitka can feel a kind of a resonance with people from Maine. We do have a lot in common.
We do.
Very similar sort of environment. I've been on Mount Katahdin.
I really?
I vividly remember hunkering down while a thunderstorm passed overhead. The kind of thing you don't forget.
Tony? That's an hour from my house.
All right. Okay. You probably get up there a lot.
Well, not really. I'm not much of a climber. My kids climb it, but I don't.
Look at it. Look at it anyway. Tony, this is our second in the Sitka Folk series. We had Scott Kosu earlier in the season, and now David Mallett. Have you got any other bookings lined up for the rest of the spring for us?
Yes, Rob. I believe that Rebecca Polson is helping to bring Ken Walden.
Okay.
I think it's Ken Waldman, and I think that's going to be a combination with the Contra Dance that's coming up in April, I think April 11th. And I'm going to get a few more details about that today, and I'll announce that at the show tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to get that from her.
Yeah, Sitka Folk is literally Sitka Folk. It's people who come watch shows who help make it possible, right?
That's right, Rob. Yeah, I've come for many years to Sick of Folk shows and really never knew what went on and how much work and effort and passion. It's just a group of people passionate about music and wanting to bring live music to Sitka, and I wanted to be a part of that. So. Yeah.
And now I think that's what defines folk music, is the word folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never been a big commercial thing. Like, you don't get a big promotion from... You have local people that are working hard and putting flyers out and putting on shows. That's folk music.
All right. David, did you bring your band with you on this trip?
No, I just travel alone. This far away, I got to go alone.
Okay. All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you tonight at 7 o'clock at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are on sale at Old Harbor Books or at the door. Doors open 6:30. And also, David, you'll be back this morning at 10:30, 11-ish.
Going to play some tunes on the air later, I think.
Oh, good. You're going to bring your guitar and play for Cindy on Lone Star. Thanks very much for coming in this morning. David, I'm going to put a little bit more of Angel Standing By on. And thanks to you, Tony Carrington, for making this all possible.
Thanks.
When they shoot out the lights, there's an angel standing by. When you're scared down to your skin, you want it all to end. When you finally get the win, there's an angel standing by. When the road is long and rough, there's an angel standing near you. When you never get enough, there's an angel.